And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thursday to everyone. If you have been listening in the last hour, we were very lucky to have our friend from the Center for American Progress Action Fund here to talk about what veterans' health care can look like and might look like as the next days and weeks unfold after the House's adoption of the budget reconciliation bill. All of this in lead up to Memorial Day and our nationwide observances. Well, I have two very special guests that are joining me this afternoon from the Disabled American Veterans. First, we have Commander Gregory Paolo. We are also joined by Al LaBelle, who's on the Legislative Committee and helps lead the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Division. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And let me just say this first. Thank you for your service in protection of our country. It is appreciated and deeply respected. Greg, Commander, if I can start with you this afternoon. For folks that may not be aware, tell us a little bit about Disabled American Veterans, your organization.
The Disabled American Veterans was founded in 1920, and we were chartered by Congress in 1932. We are a charitable, VA-accredited, nonprofit veteran service organization, and our mission is to ensure veterans lead high-quality lives with respect and dignity. We are the world's largest organization of service injured wartime veterans. And we are at a national level of nearly 1 million members. And our Wisconsin membership exceeds 13,000 members.
Wow. Large organization. Are all of your members injured in service? Or do they also include veterans who were not injured in service but became disabled later?
It's a veteran who has been disabled or injured in service, and it does not have to be in conflict. Training, other mishaps, moving from one station to another station, any type of an injury while you are on active duty makes you eligible to be a member.
Thanks so much. Al, if you can tell me a little bit about the sort of services that you provide to your 1 million wartime men and women that are part of your organization.
Yes, Maggie, but before I do that, I just want to add on that what Commander said is accurate, but there's also another category that might occur, and that is, say, you're a paratrooper who at 28 years old has done 30 jumps, I feel great, whatever. Suddenly they're 50 years old and their back's bothering them, or their knees are shot. So that might be one way, might be a delayed injured in service, but yes, they would be eligible to be a member.
That's important that. Now, as an old has-been college athlete who's done zero parachute jumps, I can tell you my knees, not so good, my friend. I completely understand what you're saying. Tell us, Al, if you would, if you wouldn't mind continuing, tell us a little bit about the services that you offer to your membership.
Well, first of all, we help more than 1 million veterans each year in life-changing ways. With benefits, transportation, advocacy, employment, and volunteerism. Benefits, we have a office in Milwaukee. All our services, incidentally, are free.
Well, that's an important detail. Free. Yes. That's big.
So anyways, we have what I call national service offices in 50 states and Puerto Rico. Our national service officers are highly trained. And again, professional assistance to veterans and their families in obtaining VA and other government benefits. National service officers are all service injured wartime veterans who are attorney. In fact, again, our office, national service office, is at the VA regional office in Milwaukee, and they can be reached by calling 414-202-5736. That number again is 414-902-5736. Just in case we have a listener who is a veteran and is having bad knees and he was a paratrooper.
Folks, that is Al LaBelle. He is on the legislative committee. He also heads up the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Team for the Disabled American Veterans. He's joined by Commander Gregory Paulo. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, that number, if you are a disabled vet, disabled, injured in service, and you are in the Wisconsin area, you can call the Milwaukee office at 414-902-5736. That's 414-902-5736. And as we always do on this fine program, we will put the website for the Disabled American Veterans and that phone number in the notes from today's show. So if you missed that, don't worry, we will give it to you. You can find the show notes by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Commander, if I can ask you next.
Could I just add one thing in there? We have a national service office in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And if somebody is traveling around and needs to get a hold of the phone number is accessible at any VA regional office. You could get a phone number for our regional office.
Thanks so much, Commander. I wanted to ask you guys about this because I've got a number of uncles who served, and my parents have helped one of my uncles navigate the system to obtain benefits. It is complicated. Both of my folks are retired. It was basically like a full-time job for them for well over a year. Again, getting all of the benefits that one of my uncles was entitled to. How do you ensure, is like a social worker assigned to the veteran or their attorney, in fact, to help them navigate the system? Do you have general training sessions for people? Because this is a really challenging process, especially if you yourself are the disabled veteran. You've got all this administration and paperwork and follow-up that's required. How do you help people navigate that system? Commander, let's start with you, if you don't mind.
You would start by going to the National Service Office, and you could access that by getting a hold of any DAV member, and they would be able to forward you that way. Also, in almost every one of our chapters, we have service officers that are out in the area and are close. They do preliminary workups on you, and then send the paperwork to the service office in Milwaukee. And from there, they will submit it for you. And your whole time that your paperwork is with the VA, the National Service Office personnel monitor and follow your progress. And if there's ever any problems that come up or arise with your paperwork and everything, then they're right on it. And sometimes they'll answer it for you because it's just a minor glitch in the system, or they'll get a hold of you and get the answer and give it back for you. But they are constantly monitoring what's happening with your claim.
Wow, Commander, that is I'm so encouraged to hear that because, again, I've talked with my own family members. Gosh, how would anybody manage this if they didn't have people to help them? And that is part of your organization's mission. Again, folks, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm talking to two representatives of the Disabled American Veterans. We've got Al LaBelle and Commander Gregory Paolo. Al, I wanted to ask you about this. One of the things that I've chatted with my uncles about a few times, the two that are still able to do so often drive long distances to help get other vets to their medical appointments at their local VA center. The Disabled American Veterans, you folks address these transportation issues. Can you tell us a little bit more about your transportation services that you provide to disabled vets?
Yeah, it's an extensive program which provides free rides to veterans who have difficulty getting to and from their scheduled VA medical appointments. Nationwide, last year we gave 235,000 rides. And in Wisconsin, we have 43 volunteer-driven vans. Perhaps you may have seen one crisscrossing the state. And last year, we gave over 16,000 veterans rides to their scheduled VA appointments. Maggie, may I go back to the benefits again?
Of course.
There's two ways. If you're a veteran, and I'm not sure the scope of your program, how far it goes, but you can go to the DAV National website and find your local DAV chapter. It's in one of the drop downs. And just contact the DAV chapter. As Commander Paolo said, there's a chapter service officer that'll help you initiate a claim. Also, we have what is called informational seminars, which we periodically put on and publicize. Like last year, I live in Marshfield. That's where my chapter is. Last year, we publicized it. And we had quite a few people show up. So those are a couple ways that if you're a veteran and you're wondering, hey, am I eligible for a benefit? Those are a couple methods that you might use.
Wonderful. Thank you. That is Al LaBelle. Mr. LaBelle, you may live in Marshfield now, but I'm going to hazard a wild guess that you may not have been from Marshfield, Wisconsin originally, sir.
How did you guess?
some very keen sense of intuition I have.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, sir. We've got Al LaBelle and we've got Commander Greg Paolo, both of the Disabled American Veterans. We're going to have more of a discussion with these gentlemen about the other services that the DAV provides to disabled vets here in Wisconsin and across the 50 states and Puerto Rico. We're going to have their website, the number from the Milwaukee chapter, all in our show notes, so don't worry if you missed any of that. But you're not going to want to miss any of my upcoming conversation with these two fine veterans. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.